to take a few minutes and look at some of the core teachings of the Reformed faith. A long time ago, the church in, really all over Europe, set out to define what is it we believe the Bible teaches. And they did this in a lot of ways. Two of the bigger, probably more commonly known ones are the Heidelberg Catechism and the Westminster Shorter Catechism. And I want to go through a little bit of some of both of those, just give you a few minutes worth of some teaching that I think is really helpful for us to understand about what it is we believe. And the first thing I'm going to do is just look at the Westminster Shorter Catechism. This was written in Scotland many years ago by the Scottish Presbyterians to describe what it is they believe. And the first question and answer that they put is, what is the chief end of man? I think that's a pretty good place to start. Why are we here? What is the purpose of life? What are we here for, right? I mean, I think we all ask that question sometimes. The answer that they give is that man's chief end, the purpose of man, is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. Now, that kind of cuts across some of what we probably tend to believe, right? We tend to think we're here for personal enjoyment, for satisfaction, the things that we do, right? We function out of a need to satisfy ourselves. Ultimately, that means to glorify ourselves. Now, I think it's really neat what one pastor in Minneapolis has done, John Piper. He has written that he wished that had been phrased to glorify God by enjoying Him forever. Because as many people know, it doesn't take long to figure out that going out and seeking to satisfy myself will hurt us. We won't actually enjoy the things that we get. There will never be enough. We will be hungry all the time for more of something. And so if we rephrase it to glorify God by enjoying Him, what it does is it helps us to realize that there is nothing more enjoyable than God, than being in His presence and then honoring Him and then knowing Him. This is what ultimately satisfies our souls. This is what we were made for. This is the chief end of man, to enjoy God. And when we do, God gets glory for that. God has pointed out, people notice, we notice, and it paints a picture for the world that the most enjoyable thing there is in fact God Himself. I hope that's helpful, and I hope you have a great day.